All right, it is Tuesday morning. Port Huron City Council met last night. They're on summer schedule now, so they're not going to meet again until August. We have the mayor of Port Huron on the line with us right now, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy Boat Week.
I know. It's here.
It is here. What does Boat Week mean to you?
Well, you know, it's kind of an exciting time in Port Huron because, you know, you have a lot of people who return that every year at this time for their vacations, you know, reconnect with their families and their friends and that type of thing. But I just think it's a great time to show everyone how good we can be and how good we are.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people that, as you said, come back to Port Huron that maybe grew up here, and they come back for reunions and things like that. But also all those sailors from the Bayview Yacht Club that only come here once a year. It's, I think, kind of fun for them year after year to see the changes and the improvements here in the city.
I think so, too, and we certainly do have those in the most recent year and longer, so it's nice to be able to showcase those, and it just seems like it's an exciting time, you know, a positive time when people enjoy, and I think this year it sounds like we're going to have good weather.
It is looking good. Yeah, you put the order in early for that, didn't you?
I tried. It doesn't always work.
Well, this week is important to our economy, too, isn't it?
It is. It really is, because you bring in, thousands of people. They're eating, they're shopping, they're buying gas, they're doing all kinds of things. So it is good for the economy.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about the agenda last night, the Port Huron City Council meeting. You heard a presentation from the new executive director of the Port Huron Museum. Margaret Aiken spoke to the council last night. What is your sense of what's going on with the museum these days?
Well, it seems like they have a lot of positive things happening. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. So I know they've got some things they're doing with that. They're still looking at some refurbishing of the museum that they're doing, which was a continuation of a project that was already started. Certainly, there wasn't a lot talked about the upcoming things, but she seems very enthusiastic and looking forward to getting to know what they're going to be doing more. I'm certainly going to go over there myself and take a little tour because it's been a little bit since I've been over there, and she invited all of the council members to come over and look at the place, thanked us for the monies that we put in to bring it up to par, which the council has done over the last couple of years. So I think they're only going to just move forward from here.
Yeah. The council has pledged money. I mean, the city owns the Carnegie Center building, doesn't it?
We do. Basically, you know, the museum runs the operation, but we own the property, the building, and everything else. So, yes.
Yeah, a lot of nice improvements over there in the last few
really
years as well.
It really does look nice, yeah.
You also heard from the Parks and Recreation Director, Nancy Windsor, who has her hands full these days. But they're doing a really neat thing at Optimus Park next month.
They are. We got this through something called Kaboom. And it was a grant through the Ralph Wilson Foundation. And they're going to redo Optimus Park. And it was, you know, with everybody's input. Kids got to have input, and there were several designs, and everybody voted on it. They came up with the design, and on August 18th, a Saturday, and that doesn't matter if it's raining or not, they're going to go ahead and do a build. Now, this is just from during the day from 8 to 3, and they needed like 300 volunteers because it's going to go up in one day.
Wow.
And so they're asking people to either a group or even individuals, if they can go and help that day to put it together. And if somebody is interested in that, they can call 984-9760, or they can email Kim Harmer, which is harmerk@porthuron.org. And that way she can answer any questions, but she can register. She can let you know how to register to volunteer that day. Because a good part of that is, you know, this is with grant funds, and they expect the community to come forward and participate. And hopefully if that happens, and we're certainly counting on that, we might get more grants in the future to do other parks. So,
yeah, that's kind of the way the grants work. You know, the more that you show community participation and appreciation, the more likely it is you'll get more.
So that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good stuff. I mentioned that you're on summer schedule now, so you'll meet again in August. What's on the horizon for City Council?
Well, right now, it's kind of summer schedule. As you said, it's a little quieter time. We just got into our New Year's budget July 1st, so that was just a week ago. So basically, I mean, there isn't anything that's looming out there, I guess, other than normal business at the moment. And we will not be meeting again. It'll be August 13th. So July and August, we do only have the first meeting of the month, which is the second Monday, of course. But that is our schedule for the summer, unless something comes up that we need to meet. And, of course, we can always call a special meeting. So at this point, I think we're just kind of doing regular business, but there's nothing that I can think of that's, you know, really looming there.
Do you have any special mayoral duties this week as part of Boat Week?
Not really, just to participate, as we hope all our community does. I'm really don't have anything special that I have to do.
Well, that's good.
I know. Sometimes I'm running from here to there. So
yeah, get to relax and enjoy it with everybody else.
But I hope to, and we'll obviously be down there and enjoy the activities.
All right. Mayor Rep, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.